In proceeding from the Missouri River to the base of the Rocky Mountains, the ascent, though gradual, is quite rapid. Comparing the surface of the country to that of the ocean, it does not require a very great stretch of the imagination when viewing this boundless ocean of beautiful living verdure to picture these successive undulations as gigantic waves standing silent and immovable and adding to the impressive grandeur of the scene. If the Indian were the innocent, simple-minded being he is represented, he would be just the character to complete the picture. If I were an Indian, I often think, I would greatly prefer to cast my lot among those of my people, adhere to the free open plains rather than submit to the confined limits of a reservation, there to be the recipient of the blessed benefits of civilization, with its vices thrown in. The Indian can never be permitted to view the question in this deliberate way. When the soil which he has claimed and hunted over for so long a time is demanded by this insatiable monster, there is no appeal. He must yield. Or like the car of Juggernaut, it will roll mercilessly over him, destroying as it advances. Destiny seems to have so willed it, and the world looks on and nods its approval. 200 years ago, it required millions to express in numbers the Indian population. Today, less than half the number of thousands will suffice. Where and why have they gone?
Ask the Saxon race. Ask the Saxon race. Ask the Saxon race.
Approached so near the village that from the dead silence which reigned, I feared that the lodges were deserted. I was about to turn in my saddle and give the signal for attack when a single rifle shot rang sharp and clear from the far side of the village. I turned to the band leader and directed him to give us Gary Owen. The bugle sounded the charge, and the command dashed rapidly into the village. The Indians were caught napping, but overcame their surprise and quickly seized their rifles, bows, and arrows. Orders were given to prevent the killing of any but the fighting strength of the village. But in a struggle where the squaws are as dangerous as the warriors, it is impossible to always discriminate. When everything had been collected, the torch was applied, and soon all that was left of the village were a few heaps of blackened ashes. Let Bacchus' sons be not dismayed, and join with me each jovial blade. Come booze and sing and lend your aid to help me with the chorus. So in place of water, we'll drink ale and pay the reckoning on the nail. No man for debt shall go to jail from Gary Owen in glory. My firm conviction, based on analysis of the character traits of the Indian, is that the Indian cannot be induced to adopt an unaccustomed mode of life by any teaching, argument, reasoning, or coaxing, not followed closely by physical force. The Indian is capable of recognizing no influence but that stern, arbitrary power from Gary Owen in glory.
Children, bereft of everything and of every friend. True, it was just the warriors had brought this fate upon themselves and their families. By their unprovoked attacks upon the white man, although never claimed as an exponent of the peace policy, yet I entertained the most peaceable sentiments toward all Indians who were in no condition to cause trouble. If I were an Indian, I often think I would greatly prefer to cast my lot among those of my people and here to the free open plains rather than submit to the confined limits of a reservation. I have never been absent from my command without leave.
As here charged.
I have never made use of my men for the advancement of my private interests.
As here charged.
I have never turned away from our enemy
as here charged,
or failed to relieve an imperiled friend
as here charged,
or left unburied a single fallen man under my command
as here charged,
or took upon myself the responsibility of a single action not demanded by the occasion
as here charged.
Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired. Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired. Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired. Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired. Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired. Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired. Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired, judge me not by what is known now.